announcement.
Idea how excited we are about this
one.
Oh
my gosh. Everyone, okay. We've got a special guest in the studio. We've got Josh.
Yeah. Hey, Josh.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm awesome.
Thank you so much for coming up to the studio.
You're so welcome.
This is really, really exciting. We're here to talk about the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra lineup announced right now. Are you excited?
Yeah. I mean, I've been sitting on this for a while. Well, yeah. I say sitting on it.
Working on it.
Yeah. Well, that it sitting on it implies that I've done a good job of keeping it secret. Which
have you been letting it slip a little bit?
Only to privileged people.
Okay, right.
But with a lineup this good, like, I bet you've had a really hard time. Like, I saw this yesterday night, and I've had a hard time.
Yeah, it's exciting.
It is super exciting.
Should we run through them?
Well, okay, wait. So, background. I mean, I'm sure everyone knows about Exploding Rainbow Orchestra because it's so huge, and this is volume 4. You've done it 4 times.
Yes,
well, you will have done it 4 times.
This is the
4th one. The 4th edition.
That's amazing. It's happening November 4th, 5th, and 6th. And it's essentially like the Avengers of the New Zealand music scene come together in this incredible orchestra with rainbow ponchos, and they play unreleased songs with some amazing songwriters. Would you say that about...
I think that's a brilliant wrap-up, yeah.
Okay, awesome. It's happening at the Whakamana Cannabis Museum, also known as Hopetown Alpha, and we have a lineup to announce.
Oh, yeah.
Should we do this?
Kick us off.
Okay. Bailey Wiley.
Crystal Chen.
Damn Native.
Hina.
Jess B.
Dateline's Katie Everingham.
None other than Lady Hawk.
Liao.
Lee.
Red Fountain.
Reuben Scott from Saltwater Criminals.
And Steve Abel.
Steve Abel, that's so cool.
That's
so cool.
A really cool addition. What did it take to get Steve to agree to that?
Not a lot, to be honest. Steve,
I
bet he's itching to get back on the stage.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I've known Steve for a little bit, and he's, it's one of those cases where somebody has been out of the loop for a little while, obviously very busy with other important work, and yeah, it's just a really nice opportunity to fold somebody back in a kind of special way, so yeah, we're
That's
really
awesome.
Chuffed.
So cool. I mean, I feel like I shouldn't really ask you who you're most excited for, because I'm sure you're excited for all of them, but is there anyone in particular who you're like, that's going to be really interesting or a new take on their music?
I always get excited for the people that prior to this I wasn't really familiar with at all, which in this case was Lee. Because other people put me onto her stuff.
She's doing some cool stuff.
Yeah, really, really. But yeah, what I'm excited about this year in particular is the breadth of it. Like, I feel like we've, you know, I feel like as these go on, it's really a challenge to push the spectrum of music that we can bring further and further apart. And I feel like we've done that again this time, so I'm really stoked on that.
Hell yeah. There's some really cool artists in here. And yeah, like you say, a real range of sound. I'm excited to see who gets paired up with who, because you have different people from the orchestra arranging for the whole orchestra, right?
Yeah, that's the idea, yeah.
That's awesome. And like the musicians in this orchestra are incredible. Like some of Tamaki's and New Zealand's finest, eh?
There'll be some familiar faces for sure.
Is Don going to be there?
Oh, that's a good question. TBC on that.
Okay.
You might just have to come to the show.
Any new members in the orchestra this year?
Always new members.
Okay,
I mean, that's part of the pitfalls of a band that big is, you know, I mean, so not, yeah, normally Liz and Ben would be playing with us, but they're obviously off touring the new record, so
How do you even start wrangling that many people? Is it a really long email chain or like a lot of chaotic group chats or what's
it's at Gmail. You can't, there's no social media chat in the world is
powerful
built
enough
to withstand this this kind of communications. Gmail's incredible.
That's
awesome. I have a lengthy address book now.
Very good. How exciting. Someone's just texted in, "We love the Range," in all caps.
The Range is incredible.
It is.
I have to agree.
What an exciting lineup. People can get their tickets from Moshtix now, right?
Yes.
How good. And right get now. In quick, because they're not going to stick around, I don't think. And there's three nights to choose from, so.
Yes.
I went last year and the year before, and I had an awesome time.
Same lineup every night. Whether it's the exact same show.
Who knows?
Yeah.
Might remains be some surprises be seen. If you get in on the first night, maybe.
There certainly might be.
Wowee. Okay. Wow. Well, thank you so much, Josh.
No, thank you.
For coming up for a kōrero. The lineup has been announced. We've got Bailey Wiley, Crystal Chen, Damn Native, Hina, Jess B, Dateline's Katie Everingham, Lady Hawk, Liao. Liao, that's going to be good. Are they, you going to have the whole band?
Maybe.
Plus, okay. Ooh, okay. Lee, Reb Fountain, Ruben Scott from Saltwater Criminals, and Steve Abel.
Oh, yeah. And ooh. That's the 4th, 5th, and 6th of November.
Tickets from Moshtix. Someone's already texting in their recommendations for Volume 5 lineup. Yeah. So you can take those, some notes away with Josh. You.
I promise whoever they've said is already on the long list.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to listen to Shut Your Mouth, which is a Dick Move track performed by the Exploding Rainbow Orchestra with Lucy Suda. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Can't wait.